Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Both President Biden and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are expressing cautious optimism as lawmakers work to resolve the debt ceiling dispute. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the two sides are up against a critical deadline to get an agreement across the finish line.
White House and congressional staffers from both sides are working to find a compromise just weeks before the U.S. could default on its debt. Speaking at the Capitol on Wednesday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continued to defend a Republican-backed bill that raises the debt ceiling in exchange for deep cuts in government spending.
The only question is whether we have a Biden default or not. It's the president himself. We passed something reasonable and sensible. All we say is let's spend what we were spending 5 months ago.
President Biden says he's hoping to continue final negotiations when he returns from the G7 summit in Japan on Sunday. In the meantime, he plans to stay in regular contact with aides from both sides of the table. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Freshman Congressman George Santos says he'll fight efforts to remove him from office. The New York Republican is fighting federal charges, including money laundering and wire fraud. Santos remains defiant after House colleagues referred his case to the Ethics Committee for possible expulsion.
There's a process. In this country, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. You cannot behave as judge and jury in this procedure.
Santos has admitted lying about his background and a list of other issues in order to get elected. A resolution calling for reparations for Black Americans has been introduced in the House, but as NPR's Alana Wise reports, it faces a tough journey in Congress.
The reparations bill is sponsored by Representative Cori Bush, a Missouri Democrat. The resolution calls for $14 trillion to go to Black Americans. It's just the latest in a long line of efforts to have the federal government atone for the enslavement of Black Americans and centuries of racist policies. But polls show a majority of Americans oppose reparations for the descendants of slaves. And it's not clear if Bush's resolution will ever be brought to a vote. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit by women who say they were abused by Jeffrey Epstein. The bank has not admitted any wrongdoing. The plaintiffs accused the German bank of facilitating Epstein's sex trafficking. The late financier was a client of Deutsche Bank from 2013 to 2018. He died in August 2019 in a New York City lockup while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank faces a similar lawsuit brought by Epstein's accusers and by the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he owned property. This is NPR News. Gunmen in southeast Nigeria have attacked a convoy of U.S. embassy personnel. Local authorities say two police officers and two Nigerians who worked for the embassy were killed. The U.S. and Nigeria are trying to account for several others who are still missing, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The convoy was carrying nine Nigerian nationals, five of them employees of the U.S. mission to Nigeria. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he doesn't know the motive of the attack, but there are no indications at this time that it was targeted against embassy personnel. He says they were traveling in advance of a planned mission by U.S. diplomats to a U.S.-funded flood response project in the region of Anambra. The area has seen a sharp rise in attacks in recent years. Nigerian officials often blame the violence on a separatist movement called the Indigenous People of Biafra. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan are recalling a harrowing experience in New York City. The couple say they were followed by photographers while leaving a charity event Tuesday night. The pair say they took refuge at a police station and then took a cab. The incident has been likened to the frantic paparazzi car chase that ended in the 1997 vehicular death of Harry's mother, Princess Diana. It also has prompted New York's mayor to condemn the celebrity photographers as being reckless and irresponsible. U.S. futures are flat in pre-market trading. Asia-Pacific markets are higher. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.